This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Truth About Your Father is a new play in London produced by a Muslim theater company. It explores a widow's attempts to explain to her son why his father became a suicide bomber. The drama is eliciting strong reactions 6 months after British-born Muslims targeted the London transport system, killing 56 people, including themselves. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
The stage is a stark domestic scene. A kitchen table, a laundry basket. The year is 2015, 10 years after the July 7th terrorist attacks in London. Actress Eleanor Martin addresses the audience and her son named Jihad.
My Jihad. He's a good lad. I only wish the world had given him a kinder welcome. A shadow was cast over him before he was even able to cast his own.
The play's author, Luqman Ali, says his inspiration came from a newspaper headline about the family of a suicide bomber and the pregnant wife he left behind.
This woman, how is she going to explain this to her children? How is she going to represent their father to them? And that would lead on to a lot of other questions about the place of Muslims in the UK and how are they going to deal with and address the issue of radicalization of young Muslims.
Your father fled the real jihad, of making peace between the two sides of himself and living by the principles of Islam. Like the Prophet said, the greatest jihad is against the enemy within.
Ali says the drama explores the true definition of jihad, a term often misunderstood in the West and hijacked by extremists.
It means to struggle, that it means to strive. And ultimately, and more importantly, it means to struggle in order to realize true peace within.
And so the mother in the play explains the meaning of that struggle through traditional Islamic fables. One involves the sun and the wind.
He chose to be the wind. Or rather, a mercilessly violent storm, taking people's lives and limbs rather than their coats.
For actress Eleanor Martin, a convert to Islam, it is a message to young Muslims swayed by religious extremism.
She really wants to convey to her son that, you know, he is not the son of some alien monster. He is begot of a human being who was, you know, a very real and at one time a very loving person. But, you know, his father took the wrong way. So, yes, there is that conflict there, but she is absolutely condemns the act. And she's determined to make sure her son understands how he should see the warning signs in himself.
At the end of the performance, the audience is invited for a discussion. In this crowd of Muslims and non-Muslims, the play has touched strong feelings. One man says he's an Anglican minister. For him, the play was deeply disturbing.
But in your message, actually, there was no recognition that these acts of apocalyptic madness had any context in any political reality at all. You completely voided that.
The misunderstandings are no surprise to Tarek Ramadan.
It's not always easy to have mixed audience, and the message that you are sending could be misinterpreted by people.
But Ramadan, an Islamic scholar at Oxford University, appointed to a government task force after the July bombings, says a dialogue in the country is long overdue.
We are nurturing on both sides this victim mentality. They don't like Muslims, they don't like us, so we have to protect ourselves. On the other side, we are the first victims of terrorism, so we have to protect us. How could you build a society with all the people perceiving themselves as victims? So we need to change the mentalities. We need to change the perception.
The play will tour nationally in the spring. Luqman Ali says there is a minority of Muslims who object to the public airing of the issues he's raised.
I choose to disagree with that when we have a situation where the extremism or terrorism within the Muslim world is on a television every night for everyone to see. We have a responsibility to clarify certain issues as to where we as Muslims stand in relation to extremism and terrorism.
Which is why the premiere was held at St. Ethelburga's Church. The first Quran published in English was printed here in the 18th century, and much of the church, one of the oldest medieval buildings in London, was destroyed by an IRA bomb in 1993. It was rebuilt as a center for religious reconciliation. That is what this play is about. Deborah Amos, NPR News, London.